What up, though? Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host, Al, sitting here on the Pitch Perfect podcast with Corey from Baltimore County Forever, a.k.a. Dr. Dre's left hemisphere of his brain, a.k.a. the right turntable of Pete Rock's setup.
You're doing good. I got to keep all these. Matter of fact, I need to make this a clip for real.
But yo, thank you for tuning in and listening to us talk our shit as usual. And if it's your first time tuning in,
that was easy for you to say,
right? Thank you for listening. If it's not your first time tuning in, thank you for coming back. And so today's episode is you would think it'd be about Halloween, but it's not about Halloween. Although should be about Halloween, you know, put on your costume, little role playing. I can't do it. Have you ever done role play?
Role play like in. With my joint? Not my girlfriend. Have I done? Yes, I have done role play. Not dressing up though.
Okay.
Just like it's something that we do want to do though. We want to go like say we're out and like act like we don't know each other, meet each other at the bar. We were supposed to do it for our birthdays, but we didn't do it. But I like that kind of shit. It's like
meet me at the bar. Send me 6 vodka shots.
Ooh.
She don't drink vodka, I'm sorry. send me Jameson.
Wait, hey, don't judge her.
Jeez, she drink whiskey.
Yeah, she love whiskey.
Ooh.
Yeah, just
I mean she can fight.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. That's my move. You ever seen a meme with Jay-Z behind Beyonce? That's me. That's me.
He ordered. I don't wanna, don't say anything. Please don't.
Oh man. But today is October 30th, and we are 4 days away from the election. And so I'm going to talk about voting. Now, I always say that I don't want to make the podcast about politics, but we have to make it about politics, right? So just to give you a little insight, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson. And it outlawed the discriminatory voting practices adopted in many southern states after the Civil War, including literacy tests as a prerequisite to voting, right? So a lot of people don't think or don't realize like a lot of this shit happened. Like I had this guy ask me, he said, why is voting important to you?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy, he grew up in the heart of the city. You know, sold dope on this side, sold dope on that side. He went to jail for a few years. And so you can tell he, like a lot of people, don't really understand the political process.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about it. So I explained it to him and I gave him, you know, historical breakdown from my point of view. And he was like, damn, that's a lot of shit that I didn't know. And you can't fault people for not knowing because a lot of it just isn't taught to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's why voting is so important. Have you voted yet?
Yeah, I actually voted the second day of early voting.
Okay.
I was in line. I tried to vote up in Randallstown. I seen that line from Kmart. It used to be a Kmart. From the Home Depot. And I was like, yeah, no. So I drove up to Owens Mills. And I was like, all right. Then I was in line. And that was wrapped around the garage. So I was like, no, fuck that. I'll just come back tomorrow. So I made it a point to go to Randallstown before they opened. I got there at 6:20. I was walking out the door by 8:23.
Wow. I went over to Gwin Oak Rec Center, you know, behind the police station.
By Woodlawn?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I was in and out of there in 20, 25 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
What time during the day did you go?
I went, it was about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
My mom was in line for like 5 hours.
Wow.
But, you know, sometimes my mom can exaggerate. But she did. All I know is she left the crib at like 11:30. Uh-huh. And she was back by like 5. And I was just like, what happened? But then I thought who I was talking to, like, she probably did shit afterwards. But I told her not to go at 11. Because it's like that's like a lunch rush for the most part. Like right. People thinking just like you, which is I'll go later. But you got to time it right. Because if you don't, you're going to be like her standing in line forever.
Right. which is crazy because, like, in Georgia, you know, Clayton County, which, you know, Clayton, Cobb, you know, it all sits right there. But in the majority black parts of Clayton County, you've had people in the majority black parts. Yeah. They've waited up 6 hours.
That's insane.
But in the white parts, walk in, walk out. So it's like the suppression, you know, the voter suppression is real, you know, with the, like, you know, Snoop voted for the first time.
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing.
Well, he had a felony. He didn't know, he thought his felony would keep him from voting.
Okay, can you, sidebar, can you explain when a felon can vote and when they can't vote? Because that's a lot of people with felonies don't know that they have the right to vote in some cases.
Well, I think up until Obama was president,
okay,
it changed. Before that, if you had a felony, you couldn't vote.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing that's one of the things that Obama changed. So I don't fault Snoop for not knowing that he could vote.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, having a previous felony.
Okay.
Now, Shaq voted for the first time,
and he a cop,
right? But can mm-hmm. just, you know what I'm saying, having all that money,
yeah,
and just figuring, oh, I'm above, you know, that those issues don't matter to me. Until now, it's like, holy shit! Like, I feel like we're fighting for the soul of democracy.
Can't explain,
like. As people of African descent, of, you know, Hispanics, Native Americans, and indigenous people in this country has never, the political process of this country has never been in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look, you know, just the simple fact of Native Americans being forced off of their land, even to this day. Like literacy tests, the grandfather clauses.
What's the grandfather clauses?
Well, the grandfather clause was instituted during the Reconstruction era.
Okay.
Which basically said, well, if your grandfather voted, then you could vote. But prior to 1865, we weren't even considered people.
Yeah.
It was like one of those little loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one of the literacy test questions was, count how many bubbles are on that bar of soap.
Wow.
Yeah. Count how many rocks are in this jar. Just little shit like that. And so that was real. So that's why voting is so important. And you know, like, people don't think, so when I went and voted, there was a young lady, she looked like she was maybe early in her early 20s, and it was her first time voting. Now, usually when somebody votes for the first time, they kind of make an announcement, folks kind of clap, and so she got her paper, she went to the other side, got her ballot, and then you stand in line to go to the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked some of the volunteers, she said, well, I don't know who to vote for. And they were like, well, we can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, 41-year-old me is like, how can she not know the issues? But I don't fault her for that, because, like, we know the major issues, the president, you know, even some of the senators, some of the congressmen. But, like, for Baltimore County, there were bond issues.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted, you know, can we borrow $200 million for the education fund?
Yeah,
can
parks we borrow and wrecks and stuff.
$54 million for rural projects.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, what the fuck y'all doing with the money y'all got?
I think I said no to the majority of those questions. Because, right, it's like, we don't see the money. We don't see the work that goes into it anyway.
Exactly.
So, like, what's the point? Why, right, why would I be giving you permission to do this shit? You, right, feel me?
Because at the end of the day, guess what that does to our property taxes?
Mm-hmm. Raise them.
A sale tax. All of that stuff counts. But if you don't vote for those things, if you don't know the issues,
they just do it.
You're living in an apartment complex and wondering why all of a sudden you have to move, because now this developer has bought your land, bought the land that you're living in, and, you know, you're the owner sold it and you're being cleared out for a mall, mm-hmm. or if you're a homeowner, all of a sudden, you know, the government's coming and saying, hey, eminent domain, we're taking your land, and you don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Eminent domain pretty much means the government can take your land if it's for a project that benefits the community or society. Like if they want to put a highway, if they're doing an extension off of 695,
mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that the engineers figure out that it has to come through here,
mm-hmm.
they can make an offer. They're going to make an offer, right? Hey, we'll buy your house. We'll buy you out for X amount of money.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
You know, you might say, nah, I'm not selling my house. I'm not. No. Eventually, they'll come through and be like, hey, we're taking this shit.
That actually happened to one of my dad's best friend, rest in peace, Mr. Hull. He had property by Arundel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was three houses. Three or four houses. His house sat in the middle. He had a cousin that had a house that was to the right of him, and it was one up top on the top of the hill. It was three houses. And I think Mr. Huck was, everybody was in agreement but his cousin to the right of him, and it messed it up. And I think he had passed. Mm-hmm. And I think not too long after that, Mr. Huck passed. But I went past there, I want to say late last year, just trying to reroute myself from the airport, and they had like built like business developments over there,
mm-hmm.
but the offer that they gave them was crazy, and they just said no.
Right.
They just said no, which I mean, it's understandable. It's a family house,
right?
And this is all of us are cousins, so like we want to be able to pass this down to our family. But then it's like a money thing,
and some people hold out and say, well, you know, I want to keep it for what's the word I'm looking for? Like holding on for family.
Okay.
And some people hold out for more money.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you know, they might say, hey, we'll buy your land for $1 million. Nah. Second time they come around. All right, we'll buy your land for $500,000. Nah. All right, well, we'll buy your land for $100,000. Nah. All right, well, fuck it. It's ours. That's how. That's
they
pretty
can
much
do that.
Eminent domain.
That's crazy.
But these are things that you know you vote for. Like, for example, when I was in Detroit, I'm from Six Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and one of my homeboys who he's actually a generation, well, not a generation, he's older than me by about 10, 12 years, from the neighborhood. You know, bought his mother's house, lived there, still lives there. And he made sure that he started up a block club.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did was, and it, so it was on my block, which was Pinehurst. And then a couple of blocks, he went talked to people a couple of blocks over, which there's a high school over there too. So pretty much my zone, 6 Mile from Myers to Wyoming, it was like a neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he did was he went over to the police department, which was the 12th precinct of the Detroit Police Department, and he got in touch with them to build community relations.
Mm-hmm.
And so when an issue came up and something needed to be voted on, and you know, in the local sector, we knew about it. You know, we had trash pickup, whereas other parts of the city didn't.
Mm.
Because a lot
it's
of this stuff
shit.
Right. It's the little things. So, you know, that young lady who I saw voting, I hope that as time goes on, because I got, when I was 20, 24, you know, when George Bush was running for, I didn't know what anything else was. I just know who was going for president.
Mm-hmm.
But with age, you level up in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around like, oh, my property taxes is going up? Nah, fuck that.
With more responsibility.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the quote?
With you talking about the Spider-Man quote?
No.
Oh. With great power comes great responsibility.
That's Spider-Man? I didn't know that was Spider-Man. I thought somebody else said that shit.
That was Uncle Ben.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Rest in peace, Uncle Ben. Yeah.
But like, even
it's my nigga.
even in this neighborhood, they were going to build an apartment complex not too far over. And we voted no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the developers kept going to, because this neighborhood community association kept sending out letters saying, hey, if you, it's going to be more people, more foot traffic. And of course, they kept saying it's going to be low income housing, which we know what that means.
Yeah. Black people.
Yeah.
You don't want no niggers.
Yeah.
that's pretty much it.
And I kind of felt bad because I was like, everybody deserves a decent place to live.
Mm-hmm.
But I like my quiet ass neighborhood.
It is nice.
I like knowing who's coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pretty much make the most noise. But I know when there's a car coming through, I know it might be my neighbor two houses down
because
he comes and goes like I do. But if somebody else is coming through, I know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
People across the street, they got young teenagers. They walk their dog. You know what I'm saying? We all kind of look out for each other. So when they was like, yeah, we're going to build this back here, I was like, no. You know what I'm saying?
Do we have to?
Right. And so I kind of felt bad, but that's what voting does. Because the community spoke up and we were like, no, we don't want that, you know, whatever comes with more people living back here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why voting is important, right? So please, people, if early voting has started, please get out and vote.
Yeah. It's up until next Tuesday. Monday. Oh, Tuesday? Tuesday?
Tuesday is the official election day.
Oh, okay.
But because of COVID, they're like early voting, you know.
I'm glad I did that early, bro. I do not want to. And what I do regret is that I didn't do the ballot. I wish I had got the mail-in ballot. That way I could just drop it in the box.
Right, right.
And I could have avoided, you know, standing in line and shit. I wish I did that next election. I probably will, though.
Hopefully, man, next election, things are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, man, it's just we're fighting fascism. We're fighting tyranny. We're fighting, you know, it's the ethics that this punk ass motherfucker brings. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, get out and vote. Now, it would not be the Laptop Chronicles if I didn't bridge voting and porn. So
this is gonna be interesting.
So, you know, as usual, I'm on X videos. And there's a guy, he started a little studio. It's called, you know what the Huffington Post is, right?
Yeah.
So this is called the Pornington Post.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I'm following you.
All right. So it's a guy, he spoofs as Donald Trump. He's got on a realistically shitty looking wig. And so the first video that I saw, he's got five videos up. The first one that I saw is called Motorboating Malia.
Malia
Obama.
Oh, that's the daughter, ain't it?
That's the daughter. But this is the...
Oh, they be wilding, bro.
So, in this one, so remember a couple years ago, she had went to...
She was smoking?
She was smoking.
Howard? Is it Howard she was at?
Yeah, I think at the Howard Theater or something. But she was smoking, and then like she had posted up, you know, she's a fan of Joey Badass.
That's wild, yeah.
So she had posted up some stuff. So, you know, of course, folks went crazy, you know, talking about she's wild and this and that.
They only say that because she's black.
Exactly. But this video, it came out, this one was 4 years ago, and it's called Motorboating Malia. So it starts with porn Obama kind of chastising Malia. Oh, you were out there smoking and da 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 da. Then it fast forwards to her being on the phone with Donald Trump. And
oh god.
You skip forward, porn Donald Trump. So you skip forward, and then porn Trump and porn Malia are in the room together.
Okay.
And then so
this is getting wild.
It's wild. And then, so, of course, you have a regular porn scene. Porn Donald goes down on her. Porn Malia goes down on him. They do some fucking... He comes on her face.
Splash.
Right. You know, regular porn shit. So then, the one that I saw is called Cuckold Trump.
Huh?
So you know what? Okay, you don't know.
I don't.
So the term cuckold, which
that's when somebody else in the room or something like that.
Basically, if I'm married to somebody, I'm gonna call somebody in to have sex with, and I'm gonna watch. Like,
yeah,
that's what a cuckold is. So then this one is called Cuckold Trump. And it starts out with Porn Obama riding up with the Porn Secret Service. And this Secret Services agent's name is called Scrody.
Scrody.
And he's like, you know, Donald Trump came on Malia's face, so I'm going to go up there and I'm going to beat him up. Right? So they pull into this building. They go up to this.
It's a lot of storyline.
Yeah, it's a complete... it's a complete storyline.
Oh, God.
So, goes up there, and Porn Trump is asleep with Porn Melania in a suit. And they sneak in, and he's like, well, he sleeps in a suit. And then they wake him up, and he talks shit to him. He's like, well, still a fighting you. I'm going to fuck Melania. So, they tie Porn Trump up.
Oh, God,
right,
this is wild.
And then you get porn Melania with a shitty Eastern European accent. She's like, "It's okay, Donald. I want to have sex with old Barack Obama." Right. So then, porn Barack starts. You know, so they tie porn.
Time out. You're just watching this at this point. You're not excited. You're just watching it.
I'm watching it. So
some shitty acting, but they about to do some fucking.
I mean, that's all parody porn. It's very shitty.
I like the I don't mean to get off topic. I just want to say this. I like the Boys in the Hood one. I like the Boys in the Hood one. The Boys in the Hood one was good. The Friday one is good.
The Friday one was hilarious.
Yeah, that was good. That's good fucking in that one. The Good Times one is good too.
I like the Cosby.
Cosby one is good.
Cosby
too.
Cosby one's really
real shitty makeup though.
Oh, of
real
course.
Shitty makeup.
Of course.
Anyway, go ahead. Go back. I'm sorry.
All right. So they tie Porn Trump up, and then you kind of fast forward, you know, some regular porn shit, and then the one thing that just, I think I stopped watching after this because I was laughing so hard. So Porn Obama says, "You know what? I think we should stick a dick in his mouth." And Porn Trump starts freaking out. And he was like, "Oh no, I'm just joking. I'm just going to fuck your wife." Because that's the one thing
that was a little weird.
That's the one thing that scares all straight men, is having a dick jammed in their mouth.
Absolutely. Or that, or the butt. You can't just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Please don't. Like, no. We got to fight. With clothes on. Like get away from me. I got to shoot you.
So that was my adventure. So this dude, he's got five videos up. The next one, that was just, so those two kind of go together. And then he's got one called Cream Pie Debate with Nina Hartley. Which Nina Hartley is a legend.
I love her. She got a fat ass for a white woman.
Yes. You know who we've looked her up. She hasn't retired.
Oh,
Nina Hartley.
No, she ain't retired. She's still doing her thing.
There's
sucking big dicks. Pause.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, never mind.
But she, there's somebody now who I say is a great, like, replacement for her.
I know who you're talking about.
Who?
I think her name's Nina too.
No.
Naya?
No.
What? Who?
Look up D. Williams.
Nah.
D. Williams looks just like Nina Hartley, goes just as hard. Yeah. And she's, whew, man. So why are you looking that up? So yeah, this guy's got five videos. He got the cream pie debate. This one, he's getting pegged. I'm like, I'm not into watching pegging. And then there's another one. And this is Ivanka Trump and bobblehead butt plug. And then And then there's another one called Deep Throat Diplomacy. So make sure you check out Pornington Post.
Pornington Post.
On XV. I haven't been to the web. I usually don't go to the websites because they like, oh, you know, come pay for it. And I'm like, I'm not paying for this shit. So yes, that's now, did you see the ones from 2004 with the Sarah Palin porn parodies?
I remember it being a big deal when it was out. I do remember that.
Those are kind of funny. But yeah, I like the ones with porn Barack and porn Trump. So yeah, make sure you watch those, enjoy them. Make sure you check out D. Williams.
I can't believe this,
bro. Bro, if it's out there, I'm going to find it. If it's out there, I'm going to find it. Okay. Let me see. And then, of course, you got your good Halloween porn.
Halloween porn?
Yeah, Halloween theme.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like there's.
Told you I like hood porn.
Yeah, but you know it's the thing. You know, like you got this one. Is two women. Their asses are painted like pumpkins, and they're just sticking up in some hay, and sticks his dick in, right? And then you got one where
Pretty clever, actually.
And then you got one where the guy is giving out candy in a bowl, but he cut a hole in it and he put his dick in there. So when they reach in to grab some Skittles, you know the old popcorn in the movie.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah. That was my shit. Yeah. That was my shit. I feel like that's realistic. When I was a kid, right? This is crazy, right? So when I was in middle school, I used to cut holes in my pockets. So my please forgive me for saying this. Yeah, she used to jerk me off. Please forgive me for saying this. But yeah, she used to jerk me off like at lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was fun. It was a wild. I was a wild
special sauce on pizza day.
Yeah. Cool. Yo, I feel like I told this story before.
No,
I haven't.
No.
All right. So it was one time it was like a after school like probably like a chorus thing, but it was at the local high school. It was at Milford.
Okay.
And I wore my special jeans, and our homeboy was in front of us. And he was like, he had got smart with her, and she had like put her hand up, like shut up, and that nigga kissed her hand. Oh. Yeah, I never will forget that.
Oh,
yo, shout out to you. One of my close friends. One of my close friends. We talk all the time. Matter of fact, never mind. Shout out.
I kind of think I know where you're going with that.
Ain't nowhere else to go.
Have you ever told him?
Oh, we told him during then. We told him then. We were kids, bro. Like, we told him, like, yo, you. She got a hand on a wheelbarrow.
You got dick on your lips.
Yo, I was just like, oh, we got to go.
Hey, man, you might want to scrub your lips, bro.
Hey, throw them away. Throw them bitches away.
But yeah, you know, you got your regular Halloween porn. Now the Scooby-Doo parody.
That's wild too.
It's two of them. So I looked up, well, there's one on the straight side. So I look up Scooby-Doo parody and there's a transgender one. And I was like, oh yeah, that's not the one I
want
to see.
Don't want that one.
You know, but hey, whatever.
I'm good, buddy.
Whatever tickles your pickle. Make sure you get out and vote. Make sure you watch Pornington Post. Let me see what else. Check out Norm Regular.
Yes, sir.
Please, he's got for all my 90s teenagers. If you saw the movie Boomerang, Norm has got one song out. He's got another song coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's side A, side B. Side A's right now.
Side A is called Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the movie, you already know. And please check out his music. You'll fucking love it.
Yes, yes.
Not just saying that because he's the homie.
Mm-hmm. Well, just on the way over here, I was listening to Be With You. Be With You is another great record that he has out. You're Boring. A lot of, like, you know, stuff we grew up on. Movies, music, sitcoms. You're Boring was Paid in Full. Mm-hmm. Inspired. Well, sampled.
Yeah, Death Note out.
Death Note is out right now. And the video for Death Note is out right now.
Which is anime inspired.
Yeah. Be With You has the Mary J. Blige sample with Martin at the end.
Yep.
Angela is on the way. Angela, you heard Angela last night. It's some amazing work. It's
93 Christopher Williams, I'll Be Sure. Mm-hmm. That feel, trust me, all my 90s people.
It's a potent vibe, bro. It's a potent vibe.
The vibe is there. All you're going to think about is running the streets at 12 years old, giving out hand jobs through holes in shorts.
Yo, that was wild, bro.
I cannot believe that. Check out Norm Regular. Make sure you drink your water, eat your fruit. Vote, vote, vote. Say it again. Vote, vote, vote. Let me see what else. Make sure you check out Baltimore County Favorite Podcast.
Yep.
We've been having a lot of fucking fun.
Yep.
You know, with the mobile studio master over here.
Yep. I'm unfuckwittable, bro. Like, I'm in that space now that I cannot be touched. I have an immaculate crew of Norm, Aleem. Over there, we call him Cousin Al. But we got Aleem. My man Huss has been making great guest appearances. Shout out to DTV. Shout out to Big Sis Stace. That's my girl, man. She got a podcast of her own coming out. It's Smoking Vibe Podcast. Huss has another podcast coming back out. He's recently been featured on Coming to Conclusions. I think you need to.
Yeah. I did that. I did that follow today.
Yeah.
You sent it to me.
Yeah, you. Yep, yep. You might like that conversation.
Yeah. Ain't got.
I think y'all got a lot to talk about.
Yep.
It's another person that had a podcast that I'm gonna bridge the gap for that for you.
Okay.
There too, but yeah, man, we having a lot of fun, man.
We got a major follow.
Yeah. Shout out to Swiss Beats, man. Shout out to Swiss Beats. We going on like a radio tour and shit.
Right.
To Swiss, man. Our recent episode was Entry Level Camel Talk. We talked about Swiss having a camel racing team. He came in and gave us a follow, you know, and that's pretty dope. We got the Halloween kickback dropping on Halloween. Got some great guest appearances. We was able to pretty much cram 3 separate episodes into one for your listening pleasure. So go check it out when it comes out.
Yes. Stick with the podcast Supreme Team.
Yes.
That's what we are from.
3P, 4P. We like the 96 Bulls, baby.
Going for 6.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pre. It's Predestined, the podcast. And shout out to my girlfriend Lauren. She has a vegan page. Shit vegans eat.
Yes, check out all that. Make sure you eat right. Like mm-hmm. you say, drink water, eat clean. You'll taste better. And watch out for the ghoul. Hey man, you gonna do something tomorrow?
I don't know. You know, I'm gonna be in Philly. We probably just relax because you know it's kind of wild up there right now.
We probably just
you know do what we do. Chill.
Okay.
But I wish we could, but I don't know. Maybe we'll go to like Jersey or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm you know, this year Halloween is on the weekend, so me and the Ghetto Boys might go trick or treating.
Shout out to rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. Oh man. You know, oh man. Scarface too, man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hope you get better, man.
Yeah.
Prayers are with you.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you drink your water, eat right. You know, as you get older, man, that shit'll catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hit the gym. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in as usual. Thank you for coming back. You know, all the support. We love y'all. Got anything else?
Ah, man. Thank you for having me as usual, man. I'm proud of you. This is a great platform for you.
For sure.
It's great to hear you get your shit off. Pause.
Pause.
Splack out.
Yeah. It's too early for that. Sun is still still light outside.
Somebody fucking around here.
And it ain't me.
I'm sorry.
Yo, on that note, we out.